Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
And we are glad that you are tuned into the Eagle Hour here at the Southern Bancorp Studios here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Dio Mixon hosting today's show. Bob is behind the board on the controls today, but he had somewhat of a tough day today, so he's not going to be on the show. We never really know where Kelly is, but I will say Bob is not as good-looking as the star of the Ben Winpigler show was, who I thought was producing today's show, but hey, he speaks. Okay. But thanks for tuning in, everyone, here at the Southern Bancorp Studios here in Hattiesburg. This first segment is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. You can take your family down there for good catering needs, great barbecue, delicious sides, and so we thank them for all their sponsorships as well. I'm joined today in the studio by WDM Sports Director Scott Kirk, joining me for today's show. He was gracious to join me. Scott, thanks for coming.
Appreciate having you on, man. It's going to be a fun time, just two dudes talking about Golden Eagle football, and I mean, a lot to look forward to this week. So
correct. We're going to go down to Marchant Kennedy here in just a second, but just kind of giving you a preview of the show today. We'll talk to Marchant first in the first segment, and then for segments two and three, Scott and I are going to have a really lengthy discussion, and we're going to be talking about where we're going to be ranking the top five players that are on the Southern Miss football team, and we're going to say, out of those players, who is the most important player for Southern Miss to win the Sun Belt Championship. But first, let's go down to Marchant Kenny down there in Louisiana. Marchant, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, always a pleasure to be on. And young blood's in here now. Scott and Beam, I love it, man. Love it.
Marchant, it was a bye week for the Golden Eagles this week for the football team. From your experience, you know, how frustrating is it for a bye week like after a victory like Southern Miss had against Jacksonville State?
Well, I said that on the prior show too. You know, it's a little kind of takes the wind out of the sails when you have that much momentum with a big win against Jacksonville State. So I wasn't big on a bye week following something like that. But as always, Dima, you made an excellent point while we were discussing that a couple weeks ago, to where it is a shorter bye week. It's a Thursday night primetime game. So that takes a little of the edge of losing maybe some of the momentum that you had from that big win, because it's just a tighter bye week. It's not your typical one of a full two weeks. You're back quick in the game preparation.
And that is kind of good, Scott. You know, the last time Southern Miss went on the road was Louisiana Tech. Didn't look the part, I thought. They kind of are on this, like, extended preparation week almost. I mean, I don't really consider it as a bye week because it's really only a 10-day window to get ready for a Thursday night primetime game against Georgia Southern.
Yeah, and I think inside that building, they're treating it the same way. I think from the outside, even I've had to catch myself, it feels like a bye week. There's no Saturday football, but I guarantee you Coach Huff and these guys are probably doing exactly what you said, and they seem super prepared to erase La Tech. And Marchant, I want to ask you, I don't know how many Thursday games you played. I don't know if you guys played any Thursday games back in your time, did they? Or
well, man, good point, because the one that sticks out is Thursday night 1996 in East Carolina. It was, we needed a quarterback, kind of steady, stable quarterback, and Coach Jeff Bauer decides to start Lee Roberts, Southern Miss Hall of Fame quarterback that night. Lee goes 14 out of 16. We beat East Carolina on primetime ESPN2, 28-7. So that's my big Thursday night memory of my time back in 96, Lee Roberts coming out party.
Marchand, what do you want to see from Southern Miss on Thursday night? You know, obviously the last time they played, like I just said, didn't really show it on the road. And I think that's going to be kind of the storyline this week. Well, how does Southern Miss show up? Do they show up the way they played against Jacksonville State and App State, or do they show up against the way they played against Louisiana Tech?
Yeah, I hope Rustin was just a one-off thing because it felt like the twilight zone watching that game. I didn't know what was going on. So you would think this time for a road game they'd be significantly more prepared and ready to go. I know Coach Huff, I got a feeling he doesn't plan on repeating the same mistakes. And this is a very, very winnable game. If you look at some of the stats, you know, Braylon and the offensive crew start really getting this thing going. Georgia Southern's defense is not that good statistically. I mean, they're one of the worst teams in the nation, second to last in rush defense, for example. And they've only had four sacks this year, the defense. So we have a chance for Braylon and the crew to really showcase all the talent that came over from Marshall.
And, you know, Marchand, speaking of showcasing that Thursday night action, Georgia Southern, you just mentioned your Thursday night memory. For these players, and you know, tap into what you were feeling too, to have a primetime spotlight, what do you think is going to be going through their head to have a chance to showcase themselves to maybe scouts and also for the coaches to the program, right?
Oh, it has a little more emphasis to the game when you know there's just less people tuned into other games because there's only so many choices on Thursday night to watch football, and you're one of the big ones. So it definitely gets your mindset a little bit. If you like a little attention on people watching you play a game, I mean, this is the setup. So I'm sure it's I just have a feeling they'll do bigger things than they did in Ruston, much bigger. And I hate to predict games, but I think this is just a coming out party on a Thursday night for the crew.
You know, Marchand, you mentioned about how, you know, not great the Georgia Southern defense is. I was looking at their numbers earlier this week. Not great against the rush, not going to get great against the pass. But one thing that's interesting about Georgia Southern is they play so much better at home than they do on the road. And they've only been at home twice this season. You know, they went on the road at Fresno State, went on the road at USC, went on the road at James Madison. In those games, they did not perform well. But at home, they beat Jacksonville State, who Southern Miss just saw last time out. They beat Maine. So it is something to be said that Georgia Southern is a better team at home, but even still, Southern Miss is a three-point favorite. So you as a player, your experience there, do you kind of just put all the stats to the side and just say, you know, I know we're the better team. We just have to go in there and execute.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to have that momentum in your whole mindset that you are the better team. And I really feel on paper we are a better team, but I'm glad you did bring up that Jacksonville State home game, you know, kind of put a Maine game out the way, just the Jacksonville State, which is a common opponent, obviously. We blew out Jacksonville State at home. They came back to win late to beat Jacksonville State. So even the common opponent shows, you know, we look a lot better than they did. Just the stats, a lot of the stuff, the intangibles just are adding up. If Coach Huff gets the mindset right, he does the process right, like I know he loves to do, and they show up, man. They really show up. Signs are pointing that this could be the game where the Sun Belt's got to look out for Southern Miss.
Yeah, and Scott, when what did you said there? Southern Miss 1-0 in conference right now. The West is a mess. I mean, it's just a mess.
It is.
And Southern Miss to start 2-0 without even playing a team in the West yet. I mean, if they were to win this game, you got Louisiana next week. I mean, they're a mess. I don't even know what to think of Louisiana. Monroe at home, they look like they've improved. But, you know, you'd like to think that Southern Miss have a good shot at on homecoming against Monroe. And then you'd go to Arkansas State. I mean, the next two, three games for Southern Miss, all winnable to start. I mean, we're talking about 3-1, 4-0, 3-1, I think, at the worst.
Almost definitely. Texas State has kind of been like the darling of the West, it seems like. Well, they fell to Arkansas State.
Right.
The Red Wolves had a last-second, I think it was a touchdown to beat them, and it seems like things are really clearing for USM right now, and that's why Thursday feels important. Obviously, we know that La Tech, they want to erase that memory. I could tell from last week talking to the team, they kept bringing up that game, and it seems like the whole team is starting to really improve, and I want to get your thoughts on this too, Marchant. I know we talked about the Jacksonville State game a little bit, but in what aspect through the first 5 weeks of the year do you think this team has really grown together, right? Because they started out as a new bunch, new coach, new players. Where do you think they've grown the most?
I really think the most growth has occurred defensively, but one specific unit, or the DB unit. Moten's almost a shutdown corner.
Yeah.
And, you know, me, I obviously do watch, get into the linebacker core where I've watched Chris Jones so much this year. I mean, I wore his jersey to the last game. What I love about his play that correlates a lot of people, they're starting to play a little bit more to control instead of just flying around trying to make plays, which is great, but you have to do it under control, that control aggression. So I've seen the defensive unit play with a little more organized chaos versus just the chaos. But if there is one unit, and I have to repeat myself, that DB unit, they're just getting better and better every week.
No doubt. Marchand, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll catch you next week after hopefully another victory for the Golden Eagles.
Absolutely. Always appreciate you guys, and we'll catch up soon in Southern Miss to the Top.
Thank you, man. All right, well, I want to remind everybody of Forest Healthcare. Forest Healthcare reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of year. But don't forget about the most important player. That's you. Get an annual physical to be sure your healthcare is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. When we come back, we're ranking the top five players that will pave the way for Southern Miss football to win the Sun Belt Championship. More when we come back on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Welcome back. Segment 2, sponsored by Eagle Tire West. Former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products. Full auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. Also, don't forget about MCS Home Center, home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement center with local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. Here with Scott Kirk, Dima Mixon. Again, you're tuned into the Dima Mixon show today. We don't really know where Kelly is, and Bob is on the controls today. But so we're going to do something a little different. You normally are hearing a lot of guests and stuff, maybe listening to Kelly's horrible betting advice. But we're going to sit here and we're going to rank, Scott, the top five players, starting from number five, going all the way to number one, who's the most important players for Southern Miss to win a Sun Belt championship. And let me just say the rules. Number one, we're not going to put Braylon Braxton in there, because it's obvious that if they don't have Braylon Braxton, they probably can't compete for a Sun Belt championship, yes?
Oh, most definitely.
So I mean, he would obviously would be our number one.
Definite number one. He is the power source for the entire team. So he gets unplugged, no football.
Right. So we're just not even going to rank him, because it would be, this whole discussion would be fruitful. But the rest of the players are all up for grabs. Anybody else you can decide. So we'll start with number five. And let me just one more little caveat. This does not mean that the players we do not mention are not equally as important. We just think that these players are the pieces that they have to either continue to do, be good at, or even get better at. If there's a player on your list that you're like, you know, he's not been great, but for them to really be where they need to be, he needs to be better.
And I think so, too. I can guarantee there's probably a lot of listeners that maybe don't know the entire roster yet.
Right.
Heck, maybe all three of us don't know the entire roster yet because there's so many new faces. I think this could also be a really great opportunity to kind of showcase some guys who are putting in some work that maybe fans who go to the games or watch on TV don't know their jersey number or last name yet, just because we had 80 new guys on this year's Southern Miss team.
For sure. All right, so let's get into it. And we will rank them from 5 going to 1, and we'll go through we'll go to your number 5 first, and then we'll go to mine. So, Scott, who's your 5th most important player for Southern Miss to win a Sun Belt championship?
I'm going to go with wide receiver Chuck Montgomery. Chuck Montgomery is one of the many transfers that came in from Marshall. He's also one of those many wide receiver transfers. If you look back to last year, so this year Southern Miss has 3 of Marshall's top 4 targets on the roster. That would be Carl Chester, Elijah Metcalf, and this guy, Chuck Montgomery. He's a guy from Tampa area of Florida, about 5'10", 5'11", and he's very fast. I like his hands. He's one of those guys that when fall camp initially started, he was catching everything. You could see him in the drill. And I think that because the receiver room has been so crowded, it's been hard for him to get some touches. I know that a couple games ago he did get a pretty big lick on a punt return, I believe. So we'll see how his injury status is going to be this week against Georgia Southern. But I like what he can bring to the offense. A nice, speedy slot receiver. We know that Carl Chester is one of those top, you know, 6'2", 6'3", guys that Braylon Braxton has taken the top off with. But look back to last year. Chuck Montgomery was Marshall's 3rd best receiver, 32 catches, 393 yards, and a touchdown. This season, his catches have been a little bit limited, but it's a really big offense to be a part of. Coach Huff has mentioned that there's so many receivers, so many tight ends, it'll be hard to get production. But I think with a speedy guy in the slot, he can make a big difference offensively.
That's a surprising pick because, like you just said, he hasn't had a lot of production all season. So to say that he's like the 5th most important person to a Sun Belt championship, you know, a lot of people be like, huh, I haven't even heard of him. But then you're right, where Charles Huff told us the last week, like, there are guys who are going to have 100-yard receiving games in one game, and then you might not see him in the next 3 weeks.
Oh, totally. And I think it comes down to the little X factors, right? Sometimes, you know, your 6'3 guy, he's a dude. He's got the hands. But maybe it's your slot guy that made the difference, that it got open on the route that nobody was watching. And you got to be trustful. You got to be a trustworthy guy to get those opportunities.
Right. All right. So my 5th most important player, and this is a little bit of an oddball, but I just think that it's important. Reed Harradine is my 5th most important player.
Smart.
And I think the reason is because field goals have not been automatic so far this season. They haven't. He's 4-for-5 on 30 and 39 yards, 1-for-2, 40 and 49 yards, 0-for-1 on 50-plus yards. There are going to be close games. They haven't been in like a must-have game-winning drive game yet, but there's going to be close games, and I don't know if right now you can trust your field goal kicker to win a game. And I don't think that's anything against Reed. It's just I think that's one area, if we're talking about most important pieces of the team, that they have to be great at to win a Sun Belt championship. I think kicking is one of the more important areas, and I don't think they have the best special teams kicking unit right now.
I think it's a great point. I know last season we had Connor Gibbs, and he had an absolute leg on him. He transferred to Auburn, but I can't think of, at least since I've been here, this is season 3 USM football now, looking back to the last couple, maybe when was the last time USM had a trustworthy kicker?
Yeah, I believe before. I think like Briggs Bourgeois would be probably my pick for that. But yeah, so Reed Harradine's mine. Chuck Montgomery is your 5th best player, 5th most important player. Let's hear your 4th most important player.
Number 4, again, might be a little bit out of left field, but I think this name has been interesting for the first 5 games of the year. That is tight end Caden Morris. And I think everybody thought maybe at the beginning of this year, Kyron Heath, one of the few returners from last year's team, the tight end, he would be a big piece on offense with OC Blake Anderson at the tight end spot with all these transfers. But it hasn't really been the case for Kyron Heath this year. And of course, he has all the talent. But really, what Braylon Braxton has been going to tight end-wise has been Caden Morris. This season, Morris, the transfer, has 10 catches for 102 yards with two touchdowns. Kyron Heath so far this year, 7 catches, 88 yards, and a touchdown grab that happened at La Tech. It was one of those big chunk plays. From what I've seen, Morris has been the guy in the end zone that Braxton's been looking toward, or maybe to get downfield. It seems to me like that relationship has been a little bit stronger. And when you have a good tight end going, a guy that can block, it's hard to stop an offense because we already have those fast receivers that Charles Huff's always talking about. We know the run game can click with Jeffrey Pittman, Matt Jones, and Robert Briggs, but you add a tight end in that mix, that makes it really hard to stop, especially in a security blanket situation.
No, I think it's a great pick. And, you know, one thing I really like about Caden's play is his run blocking. They bring him in for a lot of short yardage situations. And I think you're right. I think a lot of people are kind of surprised at the lack of production that Kyron Heath has had. Now, part of that is due to he was injured, you know, earlier in the season, didn't play against Jackson State. But Caden Morris, I mean, that's a guy who I think when they brought him here, like recruited him, I don't think they expected him to play like this great of tight end that he's been able to play. And he's also made some catches that are like, what?
Was that very athletic.
So, yeah, no, I really like that pick. And it's an important role. And it's an important role that they know that they have depth in, too. And I think that's something that's interesting there because you know what Kyron Heath is. You know, he's going to get you your catches. He's going to be a good blocking tight end, but he's also going to be really good slipping out for 5-10 yard carry. If he goes down, I don't think Caden Morris like set them back any when he was on the field. And no, so I like that pick.
Not at all. And Heath is a lanky, taller tight end. I like Morris's build, a little bit thicker. So kind of the guy that probably has helped the run game a little bit.
Yes. Okay, so my fourth most important player is Chris Jones, and I'm just going to go and get this one out of the way because everybody knows that he's important to that defense, and he's the captain back there. 15 solo tackles, 53 total tackles, half a sack. I think he has to continue to be great. He has to continue to be that leader back there to will this defense to where they want to be. There's going to be a lot of – when they're playing Georgia Southern this week, there's going to be a lot of running offenses that they have to continue to shut down. Chris Jones, even Michael Montgomery, both of those linebackers have been just ginormous for them, and they have to continue to be great. And I think that he is one of the more important pieces of the defense, so that's why he's my number fourth.
Interesting choice. I think Chris Jones is definitely in my top five, but I think that he's going to be a little bit more important down the stretch. Development-wise, I think this is a really crucial year for Chris Jones going forward. I'm super excited to see what he does.
So you're saying you like the pick, but you would have had him higher?
Yes.
Okay. So I was just making sure. All right. So
I don't want to give anything away.
No, don't give it away because we're going to come back in the next segment in a second and do our top three. But so let me just recap. So you have Chuck Montgomery, your fifth most important player for Southern Miss to win in the Sun Belt Championship, and Caden Morris is your fourth most important. I have Reed Harradine as my most important player. Fifth most important player, and Chris Jones as the fourth most important player. I think it's an interesting exercise, especially midway through the season.
I think you made a great point. Honestly, you did outsmart me with the kicker. It's very important to trust your guy, especially in those November games. Maybe it gets a little cold, a little bit rainy. You're playing a really good team, and you need some sure points. There needs to be trust established in that special teams game. And from watching Southern Miss over the last couple of years, I haven't seen that trust yet. But I think Harradine has the potential. He's got a great mindset when I talked to him a couple weeks ago. But that was a great pick, really.
No, I think it's important because there's going to be games where they have to rely on their kicker. They're going to be in one-score games. They're not just going to be in these lopsided deals the rest of the season. And so I just think it's important for them to have that. And then Chris Jones is what it is, and we'll probably hear him later in your list. All right, so when we come back, we'll be finishing our rankings of the most important players for the Sun Belt Championship run that Southern Miss is looking to start on Thursday night against Georgia Southern. But we wanted to remind you of Mobay Beignets in Hattiesburg, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Kelly runs away when you challenge him to a beignet in an eating contest, unless you're paying. It's a crazy coincidence. Just wanted to shout out Mobay Beignet Company for a great product and sponsorship of this program. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. The Super Talk Eagle Hour, quote-unquote, Dima Mixon Show rolls along.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour here at the Southern Bank Corp Studio here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You know, my office is downtown, Scott, and it was pouring down rain as I was driving over here. I was on the phone with my wife, and I couldn't even hear her talking because it was raining so loud. I crossed Lincoln Road, and then it's bright and sunny outside.
It's the first time it's rained in so long. People forgot how to drive. I was on the way here, and it was miserable.
Yeah. All right, DBAT sponsors the third segment of the show. We appreciate them. You can go and take your kids there for some batting practice in the batting cages. Really awesome. I actually went out there and probably, you know, pulled some muscles I didn't even know I had trying to swing at 80-mile-an-hour pitches through the pitching machine. But really great stuff, and it's also air conditioning, which is really, really big deal. So DBAT sponsors this segment. We appreciate that. And also don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. If you want to go back and listen to this atrocity, you can go to Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or just ask Siri or Alexa to say, play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Siri and Alexa, listen to me, not know so much Kelly.
But Siri won't play the Dima Mixin Hour if I ask her?
No, we would have to change the name of the show, and I don't know if Bob would want to do that. But all right, well, let's get back to it. Let's get back to serious things now. We were ranking the top five players for the Southern Miss football team to win a Sun Belt championship and what they would have to do and who would have to be good. My first two players, fifth was Reed Harradine, fourth, Chris Jones. For you, Scott, it was Chuck Montgomery as your fifth most important player. Fourth was Cade Morris. So let's get right on to it. Who's your third most important player for the Sun Belt Championship run for the Golden Eagles?
So I went offense to start, but for the most part, I think they have their act together because Brandon Braxton is leading them out. I can't include the entire offensive line. Let's just put that as an honorable mention. I'm going to go with the defense here. Honestly, really good numbers five games in at, you know, through a bye week. They're leading the Sun Belt in sacks. And they have the top three tacklers in the Sun Belt Conference. That'd be Chris Jones, Michael Montgomery, Ian Foster. But I think a guy on the edge that's been really good for the, you know, first five games of the season, it's been Jamon Tapp. Defensive end, 6'3 guy. His stats have been really good. I'll read them off for you guys. 7 solo tackles, 19 assists. Everywhere the ball is, I see Tapp's jersey. Maybe he won't be the guy singling out, you know, a ball carrier, but he's always where he needs to be. I never see him miss an assignment. 26 total tackles, 5 tackles for loss. I love what he brings. He has such a jump fire energy. He is just so fast to the football. And something that Coach Charles Huff said last week, he said, our pass rushers are so fast. They're so good. All they want to do is attack the quarterback. We got to be careful with drawing offside penalties. That's been a little bit of an issue, but I love how insane they are. It's like they just, you know, do a whole bunch of smelling salts before they go and rush the passer. I love what he brings. I think that's going to be super crucial going forward. You get to the quarterback, good things happen.
Great pick. Jamon Tapp, really great season so far. Now, obviously, he got hurt, and he did not play against Jacksonville State. So if they could get him back this week against Georgia Southern, that would be crucial for them and that defense because, you know, they got other guys on that defensive line as well, Scott, who are just almost as good as him. And Isaiah Gibson comes to mind. Berdarius Lewis comes to mind. All these other players who—
J.J. Hawkins.
J.J. Hawkins, who came in for Tapp for that injury, you know, so— all of those guys really important for that defensive line. All right, my third most important player is a defensive player as well. And again, it's not really creative, but it's just he's just got to continue to be doing what he's doing, and that's Ian Foster. Ian Foster has been superb. I think probably outside of Josh Moten, the biggest surprise as far as cannot throw the ball anywhere near him. So when they throw it to Josh Moten, Scott, nobody throws it to Josh Moten because it's getting intercepted. So he's kind of like had a quietly incredible season because nobody's throwing him the ball. But then you have on the other side, you have Ian Foster kind of in that safety nickel role. Third in the team in tackles outside of Chris Jones and Michael Montgomery. Third in the team in tackles. 14 solo tackles. 34 tackles total. He has two pick sixes. That is a guy who, if he continues on this trajectory that we're looking at the rest of the season, that is a guy who could come in crucial, make a game-changing play here, make a game-changing play there that somebody not named Josh Moten. And I think he is very important to the success of the Southern Miss defense.
I completely agree. And it's something that USM was preparing for before the year started. Their defensive coordinator, Jason Seymour, was talking about how important Ian Foster is to his scheme, playing nickel, how he has to do so many different things. He really is a Swiss Army knife. I feel like if like five receivers got injured and Charles Huff needed somebody to go catch a ball, go run a route, Ian Foster would be the defensive guy that USM would call over to go play something. He's just a ball player.
No doubt.
I mean, he's like the Nick Monastir, you know, on the football field, how versatile he is.
You can
I think
play
it's a great,
any position.
Great point. Great pick.
All right, let's get on. Second most important player, Scott, for the Southern Miss team to get to the Sun Belt Championship.
It's Ian Foster. That's who I had at number two. I had Ian Foster just a little bit higher.
Okay.
On my list, everything Dima said, super important. Everything I just mentioned about Ian Foster, his attitude, that's the kind of guy that's going to draw national headlines for this program. And I just want to say, Josh Moten is not on my list. But
he is not on mine either.
But I want to say, Josh Moten is just like Braylon Braxton. I know how good you are. I know how elite you are. I trust you. You have the trust. So that's why you're not here. We know you're the captain.
Right.
But that's why I got Ian Foster is going to be so crucial for his development. He still has a lot of eligibility left, I believe 2 or 3 years left. That's the guy that you draw a click, you see a Golden Eagle logo, and you get national headlines when he makes big plays like he has this year.
No, not exactly what you just mentioned with Josh Moten. He's not on my list either because I viewed him the same way I thought of Braylon Braxton. I didn't take him off or like we couldn't pick him, but it's like I just think there are more players who have to be equally as good as him, if that makes sense, for them to win a Sun Belt championship.
And talking to Moten, his attitude is already that leadership type. That's a program representing guy. If Charles Huff needed somebody to come down to the studio right now, he'd call Braxton or Moten.
Right.
You know?
And if there's, for Scott's number one pick, I think we can guess it because there's a name that hasn't been mentioned that he's been alluding to a few times. But my second pick, again, I kind of went weird with this. So bear with me. Broderick Roman, center for Southern Miss. The reason being is because he's played the most snaps at center. Okay. His weekly PFF grades, 55.4 against State, 71.8 against Jackson State, 57.3 against App State, 56 against La Tech, 61.8. He has the highest pass blocking outside of Luke Rogers. But I just think the reason is that this is so important to Southern Miss for him to be – it's not like he's been, like, awesome as a center, but he's been good enough. And the drop-off from Broderick Roman to the backup center is so big that I think if he were to go down with, like, an injury or something, losing that kind of just, like, okay, like, we know we haven't seen many snaps going over Braylon's head. I don't think we've seen any. Like, just that consistency of, like, knowing that the offense is going to be able to move. Decent pass blocker, decent run blocker, and he's someone who's basically played all the snaps. I think he has to continue to just be that guy. I don't think he has to be, like, anything better than that for them to win the Sun Belt Championship. And I think because I just really respect – I figured I had to have an offensive lineman because they have to be good there. But that's why I went with the center because I feel like the center is the most important part of that offensive line.
I think it's a great pick, Nima. I didn't have an offensive lineman because I feel like the entire unit needs to be strong. I mean, yeah. USM can have the best left tackle in the Sun Belt. It'd make a huge difference, of course. But if the four other guys aren't doing their job, it's not going to matter, right? You know, somebody goes off sides, somebody does a false start. So I understand that the pick with Broderick Roman, and plus, center's so hard. Everything's in front of you. You can't even look to one side.
Right.
You got to watch both. You got to be like cross-eyed to the other side.
And like I said, I don't think he's been like phenomenal, but I don't think he has to be phenomenal. He just has to be good enough or he's not the reason the offense isn't moving the football.
No, I totally. Great pick there.
All right, let's hear your number one pick.
My number one pick is Chris Jones. I think Chris Jones is going to be a guy, not just playing-wise, but that's the kid that fans in this area, the people of Hattiesburg, can rally behind. That's the kind of guy that you need to be selling his jersey. He stayed here this season, you know, from last year. That's the guy that you root for when you go from 1-11 to a Sun Belt champion. He's a sophomore. His numbers are going to grow this year. That's a guy that turns into an eventual program captain. To me, he's number one.
Great pick. I had him number four, but I mean, there's an argument you could just intertwine all these players, you know, and we would have a great list. My number one player is Jeffrey Pittman, because I feel like they have to be able to establish a run for the offense to work. We saw what the offense was when Jeffrey Pittman was not on the field against Louisiana Tech. It was basically just throwing the ball all over the place. They couldn't run the ball. When Jeffrey Pittman ran the ball against Jacksonville State, it opened up Braylon's legs. It opened up the passing game. I think he's the central, most important part of the offense. He has to continue to be good. 43 carries for 206, four touchdowns on the season. His best game was against Jackson State. I think that he's that important to this team, that if he is continuing to getting – I don't think he has to run for 150 yards a game, Scott. I just think he has to run for 80 yards a game so the defense respects the run enough where they – you know, if it's a read option, they crash Jeffrey. There goes Braylon for 8 yards. Oh, if they crash Jeffrey here, oh, what? Oh, Braylon Braxton just hit Cade Morris for a 9-yard gain on third down.
I also love what he does in the passing game, right. Pittman. We saw that against Mississippi State. He had a season-high 18 carries against Jack State as well.
Yeah, so that's our list. We'll come back on the last segment, kind of recap the list. I also have a rant that you'll have to suffer through, but you're turned in the Diva Mixon show, so you got to suffer through the rant. But we'll be right back to finish up this show of the Eagle Hour. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs for Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98, west in Hattiesburg. It's a beautiful building. You should go check it out. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, segment 4. Sponsored by 4th Street. That's a nice play on words that Bob put in to the show, so shout out to Bob. Scott, thanks for joining us today, man.
I appreciate it. I love guest hosting. You've been doing a great job today. So everybody at home, be careful. You know, take out your Twitter fingers. Be nice to him. You did a good job. Good job, man.
Thank you. So just to recap, we had Marshant Kenny on first segment, and then we ranked the top five players who we think will be imperable for Southern Miss to make a Sun Belt championship run. To be clear, we are not picking on October 6th that Southern Miss will win the Sun Belt championship. We just think it's open enough to start to have a discussion about, I mean, Braylon Braxton and this offense and that defense. I kind of like them against a lot of other Sun Belt teams. So who are the five most important players for them to do that? Scott, you said Chuck Montgomery is your fifth. Caden Morris is your fourth. Jamon Tapp is your third. Ian Foster is your second. Chris Jones is your first. I said Reed Harradine as my fifth. Chris Jones is my fourth. Ian Foster is my third. Broderick Roman is my second. And Jeffrey Pippen is my first. I thought it was a great exercise.
I think so, too. I think it maybe tells the viewers to go look at some other guys, you know, on the roster to look out for this Thursday as well.
For sure. All right, my rant for today, and Scott, you can jump in on this. The preseason AP poll was so wrong that it's embarrassing that we still have a preseason AP poll. It's four out of the top six are not. So Texas was number one. They're not even ranked anymore. Penn State was number two. They're not even ranked anymore. Clemson was number four. They have three losses. Notre Dame was like number five or six, and they have two losses. Can we just get rid of the AP poll and let's just do the college football playoff rankings, because those are the ones that matters after like week four in the season.
So are you saying that the college football playoff ranking should be 12 weeks through?
Or? Yes. I think they should start after week four in the season.
Okay. Well, I think you need some sort of ranking. I gotta be honest, Dima, as a TV guy myself, sports director at WDAM, you need the ranking. I mean, it draws in the click. When I see number one versus number three, I'm going to watch, especially in the beginning of the year. And the thing with the preseason poll, technically speaking, you're not supposed to use last year as a guide. You got it based on this year. But like, if you got the national champion Ohio State and the runner-up Notre Dame, how can you not kind of pick them to be top five? Notre Dame's got a freshman quarterback. We knew it'd be different this year. But I think the poll is a good talking point. It keeps things relevant, even as wrong as it is.
So why don't they do this? Why don't they do a cultural playoff preseason poll? Playoff rankings, preseason poll. And they just like list it from like last season. And then in week five, they start the rankings.
I think the issue is the voters. It's not the poll. It's who is voting on the poll. We have people who are AP voters who should not even be voting at all. They just know people in the right places and maybe want to create some sort of narrative.
Right.
The fact that it took Memphis this long to get ranked is ridiculous. Memphis has the longest winning streak in FBS football.
Right.
And they're undefeated, the first bowl eligible team, and they're still in the bottom half of the top 25. You look back to last year, Boise State was kissing that top 12 range, but because they're Boise, they're the darling G5.
Right. No, I agree. That's when I always hate the preseason poll, because it's like, it's never right. And by October, it's all wrong.
Ole Miss at number 4.
Yeah, that's
right
ridiculous.
Now. I have a theory on that, if I could say. I think they put Ole Miss at number 4 because if they lose to a Georgia, they can drop them a little bit and it won't hurt them that much. Basically, I think Lane Kiffin in the postseason is what people are working toward. That's just my theory.
I think Ole Miss will have 3 or 4 losses by the end of the season.
I really like what they have.
I don't think that.
No.
They go to Oklahoma, to Georgia. I don't think Mississippi State on the road is easy.
John Mateer may still be injured for Oklahoma when they play the Sooners.
I don't know. I'm not high on Ole Miss. I'm just not high on Ole Miss. I'm not really high on anybody. I think everybody stinks except for Southern Miss. Anyways, but thank you all so much for tuning in to today's show. It was a blast to be able to host the show today, guys. Shout out to my guys, Kelly and Bob, for letting me do this. It was an honor. I hope everybody has had a good show. Did you have a good show, Scott?
I had a great time. It was great. Catch up with my friend Dima here. Don't forget, watch me on WDAM, Channel 7, NBC, ABC. A lot of good USM coverage, and my friend Dima here with the Pine Belt Sports. So
yeah, Scott does terrific coverage on all the high schools in the area. One more thing before we go. Shout out to Forest County Agricultural High School. 4 overtimes. It was 0-0 at the end of the 4 overtimes. They punched it in in the 5th overtime to win the game 6-0.
That was a crazy game.
I think there was over 12 combined turnovers or something.
We have Oak Grove and Pedal this week,
yes,
guys.
We'll be there. That is going to be a lot of fun.
Don't wear red in West Hattiesburg. Yes. I learned that lesson real quick last year. But I walked into Walmart wearing a red polo, and I got a lot of dirty looks.
Yeah, but more importantly, Southern Miss is on the road to Georgia Southern on Thursday night, ESPN 2, I believe, at 7 p.m. Southern Miss is a 3-point favorite. We have a lot more coming at you the rest of the week. But for now, thanks so much for listening. For Scott Kirk, I'm Jimmy Mixon, and that was the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.